Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you. First week of the offseason. General manager meetings going on this week down in San Antonio, obviously. Getting bits and pieces out of the MLB Network from it. As always, it's just general talk, feeling things out. Scotty Boras, was supposed to give his address to the media, annual address to the media on his perception of the game. Guy that has a lot of work to do this year. Every one of the big guys pretty much are in his stable right now. So he's got an interesting year. It's going to be, bottom line, very interesting to watch and see how his players shake out when it's all said and done. And hopefully it's before spring training starts. There's no question. I think everybody in the industry and inside the industry even is hoping for a different outcome than the last 2-3 years. Or all the way back to Harper, even stuff like that. Lots to talk about tonight on the show. Lots of just thoughts and opinions, and not a lot of movement yet. A couple of moves that we'll talk about, signings, Angels being aggressive in the early first week or whatever, but a couple of managers have stepped up to shut down potential trade opportunities through the winter. Again, that's today. They're shutting it down. You never know if the right package comes along. You got to always be open, right? But it calms the players down. It calms the agents of those players down. It calms the team around them down and lets them refocus on what they need to do as a front office. So again, lots to talk about. So as always though, Dirtbags, thanks for being a part of the nation, being a part of the show. Please keep spreading it. We love having you. We live it, we breathe it, we die it for you. Certainly our servicemen and women out there around the world can't thank you enough as always for listening and doing what you do so we can do what we do. And that's what it's all about. We're all baseball fans at the end of the day. Some of us are coaches, players, parents, all kinds of things from the major leagues right down to youth baseball. So that's what it's all about. It's talking baseball and sharing our passion and love for it. You know where you can reach us. That's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook with your questions that you have. Love answering them. Certainly try to get them onto the curtain call questions, that segment of the show, and so much more. So, but again, we can't thank you enough for being a part of it. It's just greatly appreciated, and it's hard to believe that we're still going, Nolan. It's week in, week out. It's fun. It's just what we love to do. So sit back, settle in, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back.
The holidays are coming up, and I know they say 'tis the season to be jolly, but I was feeling stressed about getting what I needed for hosting. So I went to Kohl's, where I not only found amazing deals on everything from decor to table essentials to cooking must-haves, I also got 20% off with a coupon. So if you want to truly be the host with the most this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer ends November 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamora, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Shop early. Save big. All month long during Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, so obviously, Cardinals fan that I am, a lot of the talk was surrounding players getting traded off the Cardinals. They're trying to clean house, trying to dump a lot of salary, all that stuff. Yeah, it turns out that's not happening. Wilson Contreras moving to first base full-time next season. Safe to say that that was a failed experiment on bringing him in as a catcher of the future to replace Yadier Molina. I guess upper management had conversations with Wilson, just kind of said more or less along the lines of, hey, listen, like, what are you kind of thinking here? Like, we're basically in unofficial sell mode, according to literally every single insider that ever existed. And turns out, yeah, none of them are wanting to leave St. Louis, it sounds like. Like, Sonny Gray yesterday, the report comes out. Yeah, I'm not willing to get traded. I got a full no-trade clause, and I like it here. Wilson Contreras, obviously the same thing. He's sitting here saying, hey, listen, like, I'm willing to stay in St. Louis. I'm willing to do what it takes to try and win a championship. I signed a 5-year, $87.5 million deal. No more Paul Goldschmidt, unfortunately. Obviously, I got to tip my cap to Paul Goldschmidt. Heck of a Cardinals career, unfortunately, didn't end the way that obviously he foresaw when he signed his 5-year deal back in the winter of 2019 after he'd been acquired from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Great 6 years with the Cardinals. Unfortunately, just the last year, I mean, the wheels fell off. Paul Goldschmidt, obviously, I hope he has a bounce back season wherever he goes next year, unless it's in the NL Central. And in which case, I hope he continues to do what he did this year for us.
Well, and he got an MVP in there in 2022,
no,
right?
No, that's so, just it.
You know, sure, his last two seasons aren't typical Paul Goldschmidt seasons, but you know what? Hey, exactly right. Maybe some new organization, I don't know. You know, you wish him the best for sure, whatever. But let me backpedal on that, Nolan. All of a sudden, you know, I look at Christian Walker being there. And I realize it's going to take about $60 million to take him, probably, give or take. But, boy, you keep Arenado, you replace Goldschmidt with Walker, you got your offense, you got Gold Glove defense. I know Contreras is a little tough behind the dish, but what happens if that came along? So what I'm asking, do you think it's one? I know they're saying it's 100%, but do you really think it's 100%? Or if that guy was there and they could lock him up, would that change?
I think realistically, to put it blunt, I think there's only two ways Wilson Contreras isn't the first baseman next year for the Cardinals. One of them being the Christian Walker that you mentioned. I can't see Pete Alonso even being in the cards whatsoever. And then, yeah, Paul Goldschmidt coming back on a 1-year 10 or something like that. 1 year, 12. Now, I don't know if he'd settle for something that light based off of kind of what they're projecting and everything like that. It sounds like he's going to get 15 to 18. And I think that that's too high for what you're going to get for Goldschmidt at this point in his career. I think he's probably a $13 to $15 million player on the high end. 22 home runs, 65 RBIs, 240 average. Still plays good, not great defense, but I mean, he picks everything. His positioning is fantastic. I don't know. Yeah, like I'm just looking at it. Those are the only two possibilities. Is you re-sign Goldie on cheaper than what he's expecting. And if you're going to go out there, and I think Christian Walker to me is still the best first baseman available on the market, just in terms of everything that he does, man, that guy's he's a great defender, obviously, gold glove defensive first baseman, 30-plus home run power potential, obviously, this year a little bit banged up, so he fell just short of those numbers, but I mean, still, I'm looking at it. Those are the only two possibilities, but right now, I mean, I think based on the way that the Cardinals like Ivan Herrera, behind the dish, obviously not fantastic, but they need to get him playing time just to see what they actually have.
Yeah, no question. I mean, and then there's the Arenado relationship too with Goldie. So he might come for a little bit cheaper at the back end of his career. Yeah. You know, with that relationship, you don't know for
sure.
And
he's got familiarity with St. Louis. Like, obviously he loved it in St. Louis.
For sure.
But yeah, I just don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, no, but the bottom line, as of, like you said, Mazziliak, projecting that and making the comments about it, that's what it looks like. Contreras down to first base right now. So, you know, it could change, Cardinals fans. Nothing is ever set until it's set. That's the bottom line. So, but I look at those two guys for me. If I'm contending teams, for sure, and even Pittsburgh Pirates, even stuff like that, they're I don't know if they're contending yet or whatever, but with a couple of right signings they could be. But I go back to Christian Walker and Anthony Santander. For me, if I'm looking for offense on a contending team, those are the first two guys I'm looking at. If I need a first baseman, who better than Santander? I mean, switch hitting, he hits even from both sides of the dish, and anywhere from 30 to 40 home runs, 4-year deal, get it done.
Yeah, they're predicting 4-year, 88 with Santander. No, I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. I think any team in baseball should be in on Santander. Obviously, there's going to be the teams that are in the rat race for Juan Soto. If I'm one of those smarter teams and I realistically don't believe I have a chance at Juan Soto, I would be trying to sign Tony Taters before American Thanksgiving happens. Because that's a dude that, like you said, like if I get him, I know that that's going to be my 3-5 hitter, depending on kind of who you have positioned either in front of him or behind him type of deal. He's going to get you your 30 to 40. His defense, oh, well, you kind of deal with it. You know, right now he can spill a guy type of deal, or he can play in terms of a pinch. I mean, average at best defender, you know, the legs are going to get a little bit long pretty soon, I think. So by year maybe 3, he'd be a full-time DH, but I'd be plenty happy to have him as a full-time DH. Heck, he reminds me a lot of, well, actually, I can't even really say that he reminds me of anybody. So like you said, switch hitting guy that just 40-plus home runs and his splits are more or less equal. He can hit both sides easily.
Well, like you said, if you're the Toronto Blue Jays are talking about the excitement of their young outfielders now after the Kikuchi trade, getting Lupperfido potentially. Everybody's still very high on this kid. You got Varsho, just won a gold glove. And you got Springer that's going to do, you know, he's going to be serviceable. Hopefully yeah. He stays lower on the injuries this year. But I look at a Santander and they're in on him. I believe that. I believe that 100%.
Should be. Why wouldn't you be? AL East familiarity. I'd want to steal him off the Orioles. That's a double whammy.
And successful in the East too.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, there's a team for sure. I'm looking at him and I'm going, like you said, I'm going hard early and just being consistent. We're yeah. in there. And like we talked about off air, we know that there's at least 5 teams, if not every contending team, looking at him.
Yeah.
And they should be. So there's a lot of competition, but I'm going hard, hard, hard.
Well, and that's it. Juan Soto, realistically, he's not signing until probably January anyways. Like maybe earliest would be at the winter meetings. I can't really see him re-signing at any point in time soon. So that's what I'm saying. Like if I'm Santander and I'm in that tier 2 of free agents, like, I am 100% trying to get a deal done if I'm a team with him as soon as possible. So then that way, okay, gosh, like forbid, I do have Juan Soto as my plan A. If I know I get my plan B taken care of right now and I can figure out, okay, financially, I've worked Santander's contract this way, and now all of a sudden I back it up with Juan Soto as well, like, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there purely as a hypothetical for those like New York Yankees, Los Angeles Dodgers, Boston Red Sox, the teams that got the money and are willing to spend it. Yeah, I mean, looking at it, it's a no-brainer, right? Santander, I'd be trying to get him done as soon as possible.
Yeah, without question for me, especially in that. I look at the Mets, and I want to talk about them more in the second segment of it or whatever, but there's a team that you know needs offense, but they need pitching too. They got a lot to navigate and stuff like that, so it'll be interesting which way they go. If they go for the pitchers first to try to impress Soto, if he's waiting to see, are you really a contender? I know you had a pretty good year. I know the pieces are there, but you're losing Alonso. You haven't lost him yet necessarily, but probably if I come in there, and we're talking about Soto, if I come in there, you're probably losing Alonso.
Multiple pieces.
Right? No guarantee. We all know Steve Cohen's not afraid to pay luxury tax, and he's got the money or whatever and stuff like that. Maybe he does just go all in. Who knows?
He freed up over $100 million this year with the pitcher's contract, basically, that he had on the books still with Scherzer, Verlander, those guys. So, I mean, yeah, he could very easily back up the Brink truck for multiple guys, but he's probably going to have to eat 70 if he signs Soto right now.
Well, he's going to have to back it up for sure. So there's no question about that. Again, we'll talk more about that in the next segment. But, you know, those are two guys for sure. Santander and Christian Walker that I'm going hard for. So, but Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before the break, we were talking about Steve Cohen and the New York Mets. Exactly right. I want to stay on that just for a couple seconds, Nolan. Because of the pitchers out there, Severino and Manaea.
Yep.
Also, you know, they've got work to do. They've got work to do. There's no question, you know. And so let's sorry. It ties in with the Mets potentially, but let's go to Scott Boras. He's got a stable of big names. Last year did not go well for him overall. I think everybody would agree with that. The market is different. It's different. Does he need to get Soto off the board earlier than later? Because he's got those other guys, and he's got Blake Snell too, that you know, it didn't work too well last year with San Francisco. We talked about it last week, right? He come back, rushed, got the injuries. Montgomery, same thing down in Arizona. Doesn't have him on the board this year, but he's got big names. So I'm sure his guys are not necessarily just sitting back and going, I got the best agent in the business. I'm going to let him take care of business. I don't know. I'm sure he's wanting to probably get Soto by Christmas if he can.
So I want to just talk about that because you mentioned Jordan Montgomery. What an excellent slap in the face to your owner by Jordan Montgomery. I love what he did. Now, that being said, obviously coming off a terrible year. Terrible year. So what? It was a $25 million option or something like that that he obviously said, yeah, I'm taking that. But the ownership even said, listen, this is one of the worst contracts I've ever signed in my life. Just an absolute waste of a year. Like, just shreds him. And then, yeah, he proceeds immediately. Yep, I'll take the option back. Thank you.
And I hope as a professional in that, yes, that's a slap in your face on the surface. There's no question about it. But on the other side, I think it's whether it's justifiable or not or whatever, it is what it is at the end of the day. So the comment was made. I don't know. I'm okay with it, to be quite honest with you, because it's just how he felt. It's how it worked out. It was unfortunate. But on the other side, Montgomery's still a good pitcher. So if that gives him the motivation to come back, then ultimately you've got what you wanted to get out of him in the first place when you signed him.
I was going to say, he knows he's in the last year of a contract. So yeah, he's looking for another 5 to 6 years. And the best part is he doesn't have Boras anymore as an agent.
So
because he fired Boras. So no, but getting back to your original question that you were kind of asking, yeah, I do think he realistically should be trying to get as many of his guys signed early as possible. So then that way he still has a reputation with players around the league. Because right now, a lot of players, after seeing what happened last year, I can guarantee you they were not too happy. Like his representatives. Right? Like his players, I mean, you heard him publicly speaking. The big four, everybody was questioning why the heck none of them had been signed until basically teams were reporting for spring training or spring training had started. In Snell's case, not until the season had started. Right? So it's one of those ones where, I mean, Jordan Montgomery was basically the same. I think he got signed a week before the season started or something like that.
Yep.
A lot of those guys are like, dude, like, this can't happen ever again. Like, we get that you're basically the biggest, you know what, of an agent in baseball, and a lot of teams don't like to deal with him because he is that. But it's like, end of the day, man, the guy's trying to get his players the best deal that he can. And, I mean, I can't really fault him. But at the same time, take a realistic deal when it is presented to you. Like, Juan Soto to the Mets, I get that if Steve Cohen's willing to back up the Brink truck. And Steve Cohen, you know, based off of kind of his MO and the way that he's been the past couple years, listen, what's your offer? Here's $5 million more. Oh, they just upped it. Here's another $5 million. Keep going until I'm the highest bidder until you accept my deal.
Well, that's kind of what Soto said, right? Was that, you know, let me see the highest offer. And so he put himself out there, right? So for guys like, whether it's the Dodgers, Steve Cohen, Hank Steinbrenner, I don't know if he will or not. I know he would want to. There's no question about it. He made a ton of money off him this year. Got to the World Series with him this year. So I don't think it's a matter of not wanting to, but the Yankees, same thing. They've got pieces that they got to put in. It's not just one player. Torres, he's gone. I don't think he'll be back with the Yankees. They need more pitching. Like that.
No, they got work to do. The Yankees. Yeah. They got work.
So as much as they want Soto back, they've also got work to do. And it limits them. It does. Hell, they backdoored everybody last year or whatever, and that when they made the trade for Soto. And the Toronto Blue Jays, it was like they had zero B plan, as everybody said.
For Shohei.
Yeah, for Shohei. And so look what that happened. The Yankees snuck in there and they pulled the trade off. I still, and I saw it today, actually. I saw Luis Gill and Spencer Jones, and all it said was for a lefty in the AL.
So it's got to be Crochet.
Crochet, absolutely. I think that's a great trade. If they can get Crochet for that or whatever, not, that's a great piece. Because, again, now you're talking about a guy that's under arbitration.
Well, that's just it. Yeah, no, I mean, realistically, if you're going after Robert, then you got to include probably Jason Dominguez.
No, instead Crochet, of Spencer not Jones. Robert.
No, but I'm just saying in a package. In a package, yeah. Yeah, so like if you're trying to package them, I think you got to go Jason Dominguez instead of Spencer Jones. Just because Spencer Jones right now, we still don't know what he is as a big league player. Obviously, tons of power, tons of strikeouts in his bats, right? Like that's kind of the MO on him. And he's 6'5". I mean, he's your prototypical New York Yankees outfielder right now, or DH, I guess, if you want to call it that. Between Stanton, him, and Judge, they're all that tall. Obviously, Rizzo was that tall as well. But yeah, no, looking at it, like if they could swing those two for a Garrett Crochet, I'd be very happy. Now, I don't know what Garrett Crochet's got left for a contract. I think it's 2 years, but his contract's kind of funny with how it all worked out. Or maybe he's just going into the first year of his arbitration. I honestly don't know off the top of my head. But yeah, no, like looking at it, I mean, to me, if you can swing that deal, I'd be very happy. It's a matter of how many innings can he eat now. Because Luis Gill, I mean, outside of that middle of the year stretch that he had where he just pitched abysmally, I thought that he was a pretty good pitcher.
Oh,
especially
absolutely.
As a number five, I think, or four for the Yankees.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Luis Gill looks like solid. Good in the playoffs. Very serviceable. No question about it. But I go back to Santander and Christian Walker even or whatever, and if I'm Brian Cashman, I go ahead and sign those guys. And I'm still probably $300 million or more less than I would for one guy in Soto.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I still think the Yankees, their biggest need is that third base.
Yeah, it is.
I still think they need to address that. Because obviously Jazz is going to move back to second base. So that replaces Gleyber Torres right there. That's basically a wash in terms of what you're going to get. They're both about the same player to me offensively. Like, Jazz, obviously, a little bit more speed and versatility.
So, okay, then go Alex Bregman and Christian Walker. How's that for anchor in your right and left side? Plus offense. And you saved hundreds of millions of dollars.
No, that's it. If they can do that, absolutely.
They also need the back end. They're losing Clay Holmes.
Well, they
should
got
Luke Weaver, obviously, or whatever.
I'm still looking at trying to bring in a horse.
Well, yes, but that's what I'm saying. Now you've got hundreds of millions to solidify that rotation.
Well, you know what they're going to do. The Milwaukee Brewers are already expecting to trade off Devin Williams. Same as what they did with Corbin Burns last year.
And
if the Yankees are smart, that's who I'd be going out and trying to get first.
Every contender. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, that's just
somebody talked about it this week with the Orioles too.
Yeah, I was.
You got
stunned.
Batista coming back or whatever. You get Devin Williams. You already pulled a trade off last year with Milwaukee.
No, I was stunned to see that they were considering trading him. I get that they had that big right handed pitcher. I'm drawing a blank on his name. The big 6'8" mean looking bugger who just threw cheddar last year. And I mean, obviously he's going to be, I guess, the closer this year, depending on who they trade Devin Williams to. But I'm still just sitting there like, how do you look at yourself? And obviously, they've won the NL Central. They got to be the cream of the crop of the NL Central with obvious reason because they've ran that division since COVID, basically. I just don't know how you trade your ace in the bullpen. At the same time, I don't know how they traded their ace last year. Obviously, they got what they felt was a great return on it. Corbin Burns, obviously a free agent right now, didn't re-up with Baltimore Orioles yet. Obviously, well, still a possibility, but...
And Hader 2 years ago. So yeah. they seem to keep moving the line, right?
Yeah.
They've got obviously good player development.
Yeah. they trust their bullpen guys, obviously. And don't get me wrong, they got some guys with save experience. So obviously it's there. But I'm just looking at the free agent market for closers, and there's nothing.
No.
Craig Kimbrell's Craig Kimbrell and Kenley Jansen are your two guys. And that's sad when I'm saying that they're nothing. Obviously, illustrious careers, borderline Hall of Famers. I'm indifferent on if they're Hall of Famers or not, just kind of based on the way the relievers are. But I'm just looking at it like I'm not getting those guys at this point in their career to be my closer.
No, but you've got your Jeff Hoffman. He's going to roll from the Phillies. 4 year they're projecting or whatever and that, and should, I mean, he's lights out. He's not a closer necessarily.
No, that's your eighth inning guy though.
But beautiful. Tanner, yeah. Tanner Scott as well, right? So there's good guys out there.
Scott was a closer at least this year.
There's good guys out there. There's no question about it. But exactly right. If you can lock it in and trade up something for Devin Williams, now all of a sudden you get Hoffman and Tanner Scott or something like that.
Well, here's one for you.
All of a sudden that shortens a game in a heck of a hurry.
Here's one for you. 40 years old, out of baseball, what, 2017 through 2019. Familiarity, former closer with them, David Robertson. Do they bring him back in any capacity?
No.
You don't think
so?
The
Yankees?
Yeah.
No. No. No, no.
You just think they avoid that altogether.
Yep.
Because he had great numbers again last year.
I know, but I don't see that at all. I do not see that one. I stay away from that or whatever and stuff like that. If I've got a really deep one or whatever and stuff, I look at him going out west probably. Maybe the Angels and stuff like that. Robertson, hard to say. I know. I think they're talking to maybe, who is it, Kirby Yates right now, I think it is. The Angels. But yeah, I don't see him being a fit in New York. I just don't. I look at them going with Scott, maybe a Hoffman. And then, yeah, like you said, all of a sudden you got Luke Weaver there or whatever. You trade for Devin Williams. Boy.
No, you got a pen.
That's a pen. So we'll be right back here, Dirtbags, with the Curtain Call Question.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, time for the curtain call questions. So thanks for sending them in to us, Dirtbags. You know where you can do that at Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Reach out to me, DM me, and we'll either answer them in person with you or we'll try to get them on the air here on one of our shows. So anyways, starting off with the Houston Astros, Nolan. Astros fans in. Really a lot of uncertainty down there. Obviously, everybody wants Bregman back, but they also need a first baseman as well. How do you see that shaking out? Are they going to go with the loyalty? Is Jimmy Crane going to back up 182 like they're projecting for Mr. Bregman?
No.
Because if he does, no. I can't see him having somebody over at first, and they still got to finish off paying Abreu's contract.
No, and here's the reason why. He said very publicly he doesn't want to go more than 5 or 6 years on any deal. I just don't think it's a possibility. I really don't. And that's sad to say, too, because sure honestly, like, as much as we hate the Astros,
yep.
Alex Bregman, I always liked that guy. He was just a solid, obviously just won a gold glove this year. Always just a solid player, no matter what. Well worth the number two overall pick when he was drafted second overall at LSU. Yeah, like I'm just looking at it, right? Now, obviously, he's a Houston Astro through and through. Came up with them, helped them win their World Series. Obviously, just a fantastic player. Probably when it's all said and done, he'll have his number retired by the Astros. But I just think he's looking for probably that 8-year deal. And Crane, unless he's willing to basically break his own rule that he kind of put in place with that 5 to 6 year deal, I think Bregman's leaving. And like you said, like if Bregman's smart, now he's got Boris as his agent, so obviously he's not going to take the hometown discount. But if he's smart, I'm signing that 6 year, let's say $150, $160 million, obviously getting paid under probably what he might get paid. I don't know. Like he's going to be 36, 37 years old, basically, by the time his contract's done, no matter where he goes. I'm trying, because I know the Astros are at least going to be competitive for basically his whole tenure there. Like, if I'm him, I'm signing a 6-year 160, let's say, to go back to the Astros. Somehow, maybe they'll have enough money to back it up with Christian Walker or Paul Goldschmidt. But I honestly don't know. I think Goldie will probably end up with Houston just because he's probably going to be a 1 year, like I said, maybe $15 million range player.
That's what they got to look at, I think, in my opinion, because you still got Kyle Tucker that you got to wrap up.
Yeah.
So they got a lot of money coming, and they got pitchers to replace as well. For sure they do. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting in Astros fans. So let's go over to the Marlins. The only team in baseball right now without a manager. All reports are Bendix is all in on analytical across the board. Like who out there are they going to take? Skip Schumacher just signed on with the Rangers or whatever as a special assistant to Chris Young in the front office.
Baseball is not going back.
No, Donnie's not going back. Like who going to be that manager that's literally going to make a lineup and be 100% told how he's going to play his lineup every day, other than John Schneider in Toronto, because that's what Toronto does.
I was just about to say maybe John Schneider. Goes there. I was just about to say John Schneider. That's funny, no? Because honestly, like if I was the Jays, and everybody knows how much we hate John Schneider here, he's public enemy number one in Toronto, and it's purely because of that. Which is unfortunate, but yeah, it's upper management.
Fair to him.
No, it's upper management that makes a lineup, and it's purely based on analytics. He doesn't really have a say in any of the day-to-day stuff outside of talking to the players and holding their hand when they want to cry at the end of the bench.
Yeah.
Like, terrible position. Yeah. Like, if I was the Marlins, realistically, I don't know what you have to trade to get a John Schneider, but I'd be at least entertaining that, because honestly, that's probably why Donnie Baseball never became the manager in Toronto, was because he wasn't willing to, or he isn't willing to, as far as we know, be a puppet.
Yeah, yeah. There's still the human thing that we always talk about, right? You still got to have that. You got to be able to be firm. We just talked about it today, even in Jimmy Leland's old line. Tell the truth, player hates you for a day. Lie to them, they hate you for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And that's the human factor. It's that simple. I mean, obviously, analytics, you're just telling them what is real. based on the data right there in front of them. But it's just that it's a different feel. It's something that you've got to be able to sell as a coach, a manager to your player on a personal level.
Oh, 100%.
And not be 100% business. You can't, it's just sometimes you just can't always be analytical.
That's why Mike Schilt just got re-upped on a two-year deal with the San Diego Padres. Made all the right moves, got them 93-win season, lost to the eventual World Series champion in the NLDS.
And phenomenal communicator.
Fantastic. I loved Mike Schilt when he was Cardinals. I love him when he's on the Padres. I think he's one of the best managers in baseball. Like, honestly speaking, I mean, I just don't know what the Marlins do in that situation. Because I can't look at that as a person that like, an experienced manager wouldn't go there. Like, maybe they go and get a Dave Bell just to get a guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I honestly don't have a clue.
An answer. Marlins fans, we just don't have an answer for you. We feel so bad for you. It's I don't even know.
Oh, it's got to be a first timer.
But it's God bless you. Stay with it. See what happens. That's all we can say to you for sure. So let's go across the A's and the Blue Jays. Fans writing in because the A's said Brent Rooker, no trade. Ross Atkins, Blue Jays. Bichette, no trade. Real, 50% or not real?
Rooker, 50%. Real. I don't think Bo will get traded. I'm still of the belief Bo should get moved to second base and then sign a long-term extension there. Like, I'm going to die on that hill. Continuously saying that. Don't get me wrong. I think Bo Bichette would be a fantastic player in Toronto for his entire career. I don't know if they'd ever win a World Series with Bo Bichette, but I think he'd be a fantastic player there his whole career, and especially as second baseman because he's not a shortstop at the major league level. Can't do that consistently enough. So the Jays obviously got to go out there and get a shortstop. I get that they have second base options, but when you're looking at Bo Bichette, like, I'd take him over anybody. And if the Jays are smart, they're trying to go out and get Willy Adames. I get Willy Adames had a terrible year defensively this year, but I'm still willing to bet on him getting back to the way that he was prior to this season. This season to me was an aberration in what he normally is as a defensive shortstop. He's usually above average. I think this year he just struggled for whatever reason, probably thinking about free agency and trying to maximize his offense. Because his offense in the second half went absolutely insane. But, I don't know, Brent Rooker to me, I still think no matter what, I think it's just talk, so then that way they drive up the price for him. Because the A's, historically, they've always done this. Obviously, Rooker's going to be a free agent in, I think, another year or so, maybe 2 years. Like, his value's going to be about as high as it's going to be, especially coming off the year that he just had. To me, it would be a smart move to trade him, unless they're thinking about re-signing him when they get to Vegas.
Well, what'd he end up? I think number 5 overall with home runs and a lot of offensive categories. So you're right. I mean, I get it on the surface. You know, you want to keep them there for Las Vegas. You got to have some teams with recognizable names, reputations by that point or whatever. But again, that's still 2028. And we're only going into 2025. So exactly right. I'll wait to see on that one. So let's slide across. This one's coming in from Giants fans. Giants fans. And you just spoke about the guy. What are their chances of getting Willy Adames now? He just made the comment that he's willing to slide off shortstop. Was that a slap to Buster Posey saying yesterday at the general meetings that our number one priority is a shortstop? Is that like saying, I don't want to go there? I don't
surface,
like it?
Surface, yes. Personally, I think no. And I think the reason why he's saying that is just because of the reasons why I just stated. I think the defense ultimately fell off this year. So a lot of teams are going to say, hey, listen, you played to a negative 16 defensive runs saved and just slightly below average and outs above average. But the offensive numbers were still there, obviously. Like I said, at least if he gives himself the option of, hey, listen, I'm willing to play third base. I'm willing to do what Semien did when he came up to Toronto. I'm willing to play second base. At least that way he could maybe sign the possibility of a short-term deal. I don't know if he's looking that way. If I was him, I wouldn't be looking that way. But at least it opens up the door to a short-term deal where it's like, okay, if I want to win a World Series this year, I can play third base with the Yankees or second base for whoever. But or, heck, you can even throw the Baltimore Orioles in there. Like, if he wanted to play either second or third base with the Orioles, because Gunnar Henderson ain't going anywhere. Jackson Holliday, I mean, realistically, I couldn't see him moving off of second base. Third base, they got Jordan Westberg. I couldn't see them being too over the hill about trying to get a Willy Adames.
But you know what I'm saying? At least it opens up the possibility that if the Baltimore Orioles wanted to trade one of those guys and sign Willy Adames and get back another Corbin Burns-esque pitcher or something to that extent, right? Because now, obviously, they're going to have holes to fill with, like you said, losing Anthony Santander. I got to replace 44 home runs somehow. Willy Adames is a nice little start.
Well, and they put themselves in a tough position. As crazy as that sounds, Dirtbags, and talk about the Orioles, hey, we've seen the last 2 years with winning, getting into the playoffs, and then almost fighting for the division lead against the Yankees this year or whatever and that, but being snuffed out is just like the Jays of, what, 2022, 2023. You get to the dance, and all of a sudden, bing, bing, wait, were they even in the dance? What happened to them? They're already done. So even though they're young, they got to move. Because these teams with money, and now it looks like they should have some money, the Orioles or whatever and that, but not Steve Cohen, not Dodgers, not Yankees, not Philadelphia. They got to really make some moves there for sure. There's no question about it. It'll be interesting. That's one team that has got me thinking, the Orioles. I want to see what they do in the offseason. No question. So Shohei Ohtani goes under the knife, the arthroscopic on the left shoulder. How does that impact, how does that back up his off-season throwing program? Supposed to be ready for spring training, but we know how those things go. There's no guarantee you are ready. Now, he's a unique guy. He's come back before, but on his throwing side, that's the second Tommy John that he's had.
Yeah, he's had two Tommy John, so obviously he's going to be relying upon the left shoulder, which now is the torn labrum in it, and that's the pull side. So, I mean, obviously he's going to be working to get his strength back up to get the arm and shoulder up to the right height in order to actually maximize his right arm, getting that velocity and everything like that he does. Right now, honestly, I'm hoping it's okay for him, because obviously he's one of the greatest talents baseball has ever seen, if not the greatest talent baseball has ever seen. But, like, I'm just looking at it purely from the fact that you don't know what's going to happen.
You really don't.
You just don't.
You really don't.
I mean, you saw his offense throughout the playoffs after it happened.
Sure.
And it wasn't there.
No. And obviously on the pitching side, he was going to be limited in 2025 anyways to protect that long-term contract. So that's why they still need to go out and get other pitchers and stuff like that. There's no question about it. They need starters.
Wow.
But now,
They don't need starters. They need health from their starters.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's why they need starters.
Yeah.
Because they can't seem to stay healthy. There's no question about it. But yeah, that one, Dodgers fans, that one's going to be pretty interesting. I mean, baseball fans in general are talking about Shohei Ohtani, for God's sakes. I mean, that one, just like Nolan said, that's your pull side now, man. That's as important as the throwing side, especially when you've actually had two Tommy Johns already and stuff. So that one's tough. That one's a tough pill to swallow. But, I mean, he's come back from injuries before. He's excelled after them. So, I mean, the guy's a unicorn still. He's capable of everything, and he's got one taste of a World Series under his belt. So I'm sure he wants a whole bunch more, and the Dodgers are going to try to provide that for themselves as much as him. So there's no question about it. Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in your questions. Again, send them to Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, where we'll talk to you in person depending on the question, or here on the show. There's no question about it. That's what we love doing. We live it, we breathe it, we die it, like we say so many times. So we will be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Thank you, Kyle Hendricks, for leaving the NL Central and the Chicago Cubs. I absolutely hated to watch my Cardinals face you. You were a consummate pain in my behind because for some reason you just dominated us your entire career with the Cubs. I tip my cap to you. You will be missed by Cubs Nation, obviously for good reason. You're a heck of a pitcher. I hope you have success in Los Angeles this year. Obviously, you signed a one-year, $2.5 million deal. Austin Hedges, I also want to give a shout-out to him. One-year, $4 million re-ups with the Cleveland Guardians. Been a fantastic guy there in Cleveland. Everybody loves him in that clubhouse. You see it with reason why they love him. Team leader guy. Excellent backup catcher at this stage in his career. Obviously, they're giving the reins to Bo Naylor. And in my opinion, Bo Naylor should be picking Austin Hedges' brain every day about just defense for behind the dish, because what I saw in the playoffs did not impress me from Bo Naylor.
And Kyle Hendricks' signing was a one-year deal with the Los Angeles Angels, not the Dodgers, the Angels.
Sorry, my fault.
No, that's okay. I'm just making sure they understand he's going to the Angels. He's not only leaving the Central for you, Nolan, going right out of the league. So not that it matters when we got interleague games anymore, but that's the way it is. So great final thought. Dirtbags, again, can't thank you enough for listening, being a part of the show, spreading the message. That's what it's all about. No question about it. Starting to see a little bit of trickles this week or whatever and stuff like that. For me, I would think it's going to be a pretty good month. I know they usually wait till the winter meetings. They may wait, but I just don't. I think there's enough players out there this year that can start helping teams or start helping fill important holes for contending teams that we're going to see action over the next few weeks. I really believe that. I don't know about yourselves, but send in your thoughts, send in your opinions to us. Love to get your feedback as always. It's a big part of why we do what we do, and that is love to see the passion coming back from you every week on the comments we make, our thoughts, our opinions. You're just as valuable as we are. We're just baseball fans, like we said. I mean, yes, we do training. Yes, we do all the other parts of it. Nolan's still playing, and I'm still coaching, but just talking baseball, that's what it's all about. I love it. I could do it all day, every day. It's just what I do. I love it. There's no question. So can't thank you enough, Dirtbags. Again, unfortunately, it is that time, though. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.